For this Monday, August 5th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. A golf scramble was held at Western Hills Country Club in Mount Vernon over the weekend to raise money for an area foundation. The Mason Milam Memorial Foundation was started by John Rollman after his grandson passed away at 6 years old due to neuroblastoma. They started the foundation on his birthday back in December of 2022 in hopes of raising money to provide scholarships for local nursing students. John says they initially had a goal of raising $10,000 a year, but have exceeded expectations every time. Since they've started the fund, they've raised over $50,000 and given out 4 scholarships. Along with these scholarships, they've also donated $10,000 to Riley Hospital. School starts this week for both the MSD of Mount Vernon and the MSD of North Posey. MSD of North Posey teachers return to work tomorrow, and parent information night will be from 6:30 until 7:30 tomorrow evening as well. Then on Wednesday, it's the first day of school for MSD of North Posey students. MSD of Mount Vernon teachers head back to work on Wednesday, and the first day for MSD of Mount Vernon students is this Thursday. Now, today is the first official day of practice for IHSAA fall sports teams. Football is required to have 3 days of non-contact practices before they can have full contact practices. So the first contact practice for football will be on Thursday. Scrimmage week will be on Friday, August 16th, and week one of the high school football season is Friday, August 23rd. Week one of the high school football season will feature the Posey County battle with Mount Vernon traveling to North Posey. Once again this season, 106.7 WMVI will be the home for Wildcats football. Chris Cook and Alan Buck will broadcast all the Mount Vernon football games once again this season. Over on 98.9 WPIW is where you'll be able to hear every North Posey football game this year. Jordan Fisher and Chris Moreland will bring you the action of Vikings football. If your business would like to sponsor either Mount Vernon or North Posey football on the radio, you can contact Diana Lamp by email at diana@poseycountyradio.com. You can also call the Posey County Radio office at 812-673-9684. Coming up tomorrow evening is the annual Posey County Sheriff's National Night Out. It will be held at Cynthiana Town Park from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. All Posey County residents are invited to come out and enjoy burgers, hot dogs, chips, ice cream, watermelon, and more. Kona Ice will be there from 6:30 until 7:30 for kids of all ages. Kids are encouraged to bring their swimsuits because they will have water slide inflatables. There will be one for kids ages 7 through 15 and another one for kids 6 years and under. Adults are also encouraged to bring their own lawn chairs. It's an evening full of fun, food, family, friends, and a chance to meet and greet Posey County's law enforcement officers. From the Olympics, Evansville native Lily King, along with her Team USA teammates, took home a gold medal during the women's 4x100 medley relay on Sunday. King, alongside Reagan Smith, Gretchen Walsh, and Tori Husk, swam the race in 3 minutes and 49.63 seconds, which is a new world record. It beats the previous world record by 0.77 seconds. The win also means the United States will defeat Australia for the most gold medals in the swimming category of the 2024 Paris Olympics. King announced before the Olympics began that 2024 would be the last time she competed in the Olympics. To this day, King still holds the world record for the 100-meter breaststroke event. We finish up with some Major League Baseball from Sunday. The St. Louis Cardinals dropped the final game of a 4-game series in Chicago on Sunday Night Baseball to the Cubs 6-2. The Redbirds slipped to 57-55 on the year, and the Cubbies run their record of 55-59. St. Louis is home today at 4:15 for a makeup game against the New York Mets. Chicago stays home to welcome the Twins for a 3-game series. The Cincinnati Reds lost the finale of a 3-game set at home 8-2 against the San Francisco Giants yesterday. The Reds fall to 53-58 of the season. Cincy heads south to Miami tonight to start a 4-game series with the Marlins. First pitch at 5:40. That wraps up your news and sports for this Monday, August 5th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at poseycountyradio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@poseycountyradio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.